U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, a Madison Democrat, visits the UW Memorial Union to talk about college affordability.
We know that Wisconsin students and people across the country are facing an average debt of about $26,000 when they leave college. And we know that student debt has now topped the $1 trillion mark. And that's trillion with a TR, not a billion or a million, but trillion.
Student loan debt is the country's second highest consumer debt, right behind home mortgages, surpassing credit card debt. Pocan stresses there's no extra money for cars, homes, and other purchases to help stimulate the economy. He explains students should have the same privileges as those with mortgages.
You know, what this bill that we're introducing is allow you to do is to refinance your student loan just like you would your house or a car loan so that you're paying the lowest possible rate for those respective loans.
Instead of a pathway to middle class, Scott Ross, executive director of the Institute for One Wisconsin, says student loan debt is a multi-decade debt sentence.
Because we are talking about what is a national economic crisis. The indebted student loan student, borrower.
Wisberg director Bruce Spate says the average college graduate with loans in Wisconsin currently has over $26,000 in student debt. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.